This is Wednesday, July 8th. This is our Tuesday night Bible study, and we're continuing our study of the life of Christ as found in all four gospel accounts. We've been in John chapter 1, and today we're going to focus on a specific statement that John made regarding the Holy Spirit and Jesus, where he said that he saw the Holy Spirit descending and remaining on Christ. What in the world does that mean? And you're going to find out in the sessions to follow, it is an absolutely profound statement that has a life-changing impact on every single one of us. So let's jump right in. We are in John chapter 1, verse 29. And as you know, in John 1, we begin with the preamble about Jesus' coming. And then all of a sudden, John begins his testimony in verse number 19, where these Levites and priests come, these scholars that are basically accusing John of preaching without their sanction, saying, "Who are you? Why are you standing up and preaching? Who gave you the authority to say the things that you're saying?" And John, of course, confesses that he's not the Messiah, that Jesus is the Messiah, and he's not even worthy to loose Jesus's sandals. And it's a group of days that go by. In verse number 29, for example, it says, "Now the next day John sees Jesus coming towards him." If we look at verse 35, it says, "Again, the next day," the day after, "John and two of his disciples see Jesus." Verse 43, it says, "The following day," the day after those two, and Jesus wanted to go to Galilee, and he found Philip and Nathanael, and there's that dialogue that takes place there. So it's like a movie script. It's one scene after another scene after another scene in three or four different days, moving right on in to chapter 2, verse 1, where there's this wedding in Cana. But we're back in John 1, verse 29, where it says, "And the next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, 'Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.'" We've already dealt with what it meant for Jesus to be the Lamb of God a great deal, several sessions in the past. He then says, "This is of he whom I said, 'After me comes a man who is preferred before me, for he was before me.'" That's the third time John, in just this first chapter, have told the people that Jesus is better than him. He's greater than I am. In John 3:30, he says, "He must increase and I must decrease." And in John 1:31, John the Baptist begins to tell us how he knew who this Jesus was. How the sign that he was given by the Lord to confirm to him who the Messiah was. John is baptizing. There are all these people gathered around. The people are confessing their sins. They're coming to John. He was baptizing them in the Jordan, probably thinking, "Is this the one? Is this the one? Could this possibly be the one?" And somehow he was waiting for some sign that he had already been given, and he begins to tell us what that sign was in verse number 31. And here's what he says, "I did not know him." The word "know" here, of course, is not gnosko. It's not to know him by experience. This "know" means I did not cognitively know him. I did not recognize him mentally. "I do not know him," he says, "but that he should be revealed to Israel. Therefore, I came baptizing with water. And John bore witness saying," and here's the witness, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove and remaining on him. I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize, which is God himself, with water." Now, John is telling us now how the Father communicated to him privately. And he said this, "Upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining, on this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God." As I started studying this, I got fixated on the phrase descending and remaining. I mean, why is that? Why is it even there? What was that like? So John the Baptist is baptizing, and then all of a sudden Jesus comes up and he baptizes Jesus. And as Jesus comes out of the water, the sky opens up. There's this voice from heaven, "This is my beloved Son." The Holy Spirit comes down in the form of a dove. Luke said the bodily form of a dove and rest on him. But the Holy Spirit clearly wanted us to know that it descended from heaven and remained. It remained. It didn't just temporarily rest on him. It remained. And then what? Jesus just walks off and the Holy Spirit flew away or left or something of that nature? No, the Lord wanted us to know that the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus. It descended and rested and remained on him in a totally different fashion than what we've seen in the Old Testament. This was something brand new. In the Old Testament, every time the Holy Spirit came upon somebody, it came upon them for a season or for a short time or for a specific purpose. And then what the Holy Spirit wanted to accomplish was accomplished, then the Holy Spirit was removed. It came to a carnal man like Samson, and he did a mighty work, and then the Holy Spirit was gone, leaving Samson still a carnal man. It came upon someone like Saul, and all of a sudden Saul prophesied, and then when he was finished prophesying, the Holy Spirit was gone. It came upon David, and he wrote many of the Psalms, and then once the inspiration for the Psalms were done, then the Holy Spirit was gone. The Holy Spirit came and never resided and never remained on anyone until the event that takes place in Acts chapter 2 at the Feast of Pentecost. This event we are looking at right now with John the Baptist is prior to that. And this is at the beginning of Jesus' ministry. This is of key importance. And so the Holy Spirit is letting us know through the pen of John that he came, he remained, and he stayed with Jesus as recorded in this text. And he's letting us know this more than once. It's obviously important. And as we're looking at this, there's a couple of key phrases we want to focus on. The first one is this: I saw the Spirit descending from heaven. So how did John know? Well, the Spirit wasn't just like a force or a power or some sort of apparition. Otherwise, John would not have known that the Spirit was coming from heaven. Actually, the Holy Spirit took the bodily form of a dove, and it remained upon him. And so John is baptizing. There's a voice from heaven, which got everybody's attention, obviously. This dove comes down and resides and remains on Jesus' shoulder or something and just stays there. And John recognized from the word he received from the Lord earlier that when that happens, you will know that this isn't just the Messiah, but this is another key phrase here, one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit. John says, "I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me," this is what God said to me, "upon whom you see the Spirit descending," not just descending, but descending and remaining on him, "this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit," not "this is the Messiah," or "this is the Christ," or "this is the King of Israel," not "this is the coming one," not "this is the one you've been waiting for," not even "this is the Son of God," but "this is one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit." In other words, the Holy Spirit is coming, and the Holy Spirit's going to remain on him, and now he is going to be able to do to others, baptizing them in the Holy Spirit, what you've just seen happen to him. And John wanted us to know what he knew in his heart, that the Holy Spirit spoke to him and told him that you will know the Messiah because he is the one that will now baptize in the Holy Spirit, not die on the cross for your sins, which he did, not be seated at the right hand of the Father, which he is now, not ruling and reigning for 1,000 years, which he will in the future, but he will baptize in the Holy Spirit. And as I'm looking at this, this is all about the Holy Spirit. I'm sure John was saying, "I don't even know what the Holy Spirit is. I have no idea what it means to be immersed or overwhelmed and baptized in the Holy Spirit. And I'm shocked that that's the one attribute or the one ministry aspect of the Messiah that you wanted me to proclaim to the people." John the Baptist is introducing the Lord Jesus Christ by talking about the Holy Spirit, the promise of the Father that Luke talked about in Luke 24. This mystery person of the Trinity is a defining ministry attribute of the Lord Jesus Christ. But this mystery person of the Trinity is the one that lives in us today. God right now is sitting on his throne. Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, constantly interceding for us. But it's the Holy Spirit, this one that it's difficult to get your mind around, that resides in each of us. The best part of this is that the Holy Spirit spoke to John, saying, "This is the one you're baptizing with water. But when he comes, as you're baptizing with water, he will baptize with the Holy Spirit." Now think this through. You've got water and the Holy Spirit, and the two of them seem inseparable. I mean, the question we have is, why is that even important? Why are they so intertwined together? And listen very carefully, because the answer to that question about the Holy Spirit and baptism by water is something that the early church knew. It's something that the Lord has revealed to his saints over the millenniums, but it's something that we have lost in the church today. It is a profound truth that will literally change your life forever. I cannot emphasize enough that the initiation into Christ takes place with water and the Spirit. And we're going to spend the next couple sessions together, probably the rest of this week and part of next week, dealing with that very issue. So please pray as we get together and look at God's Word tomorrow, because this truth about Jesus coming, not dying on the cross for our sins, which he did, not being the sinless sacrifice to satisfy the wrath of God, which he was, not defeating death and coming again in glory to defeat Satan, which he has and will, but he is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit. And once we grasp that, everything changes. I hope this has been a blessing to you, and I hope that you will come back and listen tomorrow as we unpack this even more. Have a great evening.